Search and rescue dogs serve on the front lines, locating people missing after natural disasters, lost children, injured hikers, and others, being ready at a moment's notice to bravely endure the elements and save lives. Supreme Master Ching Hai, world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher, speaks of her admiration and concern for these devoted canines.
And I saw many dogs, you know, they use for a rescue mission. They just walk in like nothing. But I feel so bad about them. Dogs walk in the sharp, broken glasses or anything like that, even chemical leaking or anything, or germs or danger. And these are precious dogs. They've been trained for years. And they even lay down their life for anyone at command. You have to protect that dog.
To show her loving support for search dogs and their human partners, Supreme Master Ching Hai has graciously contributed over $80,000 to search and rescue teams in 18 countries, including Australia, Belgium, Canada, Chile, China, the Czech Republic, Ecuador, France, South Korea, Malaysia, Nepal, New Zealand, Panama, the Philippines, Slovenia, the Netherlands, the UK, and the USA. On today's program, we're delighted to feature two of these brave teams, one from Montana, USA, and the other from Baoding City in Hebei, China.
It is a labor of love, and I've worked with search dogs for 20-some years, and I'm still fascinated when I watch them work. And I just like to sit back and watch the dog do what they do best, and they certainly love what they're doing. It's inspiring to see how much they get focused on just finding that person that's out there.
Absaroka Search Dogs is an all-volunteer search and rescue team dedicated to finding lost or missing persons.
We've been in operation since 1987, so I think that's close to 25 years. And we used to cover the entire state of Montana. We were the first search dog organization in Montana. And we've since branched out and formed smaller organizations around the state that cover smaller areas. But we pretty much cover about the eastern two-thirds of the state now.
Human team members are professionally trained and well-equipped for search and rescue operations. Most of them have learned wilderness emergency medicine, while all have advanced first aid certification and can provide immediate life support to injured victims. Currently, the group has 4 working search teams.
We generally can be loaded and in the car within a half an hour. We keep all of our gear according to what type of search, whether we're going into the mountains, whether we're going out into the fields, if we're dealing with snow.
The canine members of Absaroka Search Dogs are trained in trailing and air scenting. They have experience in conducting drowning, avalanche, and human remains searches.
There's trailing certification, which is following where people have walked, the scent that they leave on the ground, and the scent that comes off their body and gets caught along the pathway. There's area search certification, which is searching for airborne scent that's blowing off the subject. We also have certifications in water search, cadaver search, avalanche search. There's national certification in collapsed structure search, which we have not done very much of because we don't have a training facility for that. There's evidence search, but primarily our dogs become certified in trailing or area search or both. Then once they start, they will go on and specialize in water, which we get a lot of drownings and water searches, cadaver search and avalanche search.
Let's meet Lila, a 6-year-old Belgian Tavurin who specializes in air scenting as well as water and cadaver searches.
Lila specializes in air scent, so she works into the wind and she will look for any human scent as well as being scent specific, so we can give her the scent of one specific person and she will find them. She also does water searching and cadaver. Last year we seemed to focus primarily on rivers and drownings, so we did quite a bit of river work, and the dogs can work from a boat or they can work from shore. Again, we try to work into the wind. River work is probably the hardest thing to do because you're working towards the scent and you just kind of watch the dog's body language. And then once you've gone past the scent where the person may be, they'll lose interest. So you have to try and pinpoint and figure out where that lack of interest is. And then you can go back and zero in. And then we call in divers and it's a different resource that we bring in.
Our association members presented Absaroka search dogs with $1,000 from Supreme Master Qinghai to purchase protective gear for the adorable selfless canine heroes.
Well, thank you very much. This will go a long ways towards keeping our dogs safe, and this is just fantastic. And this is what allows our dog unit to stay at the top of the game. I thank you very much.
Later, Mark Polakoff, Vice President of Absaroka Search Dogs, sent a kind letter to Supreme Master Qinghai, the following of which is an excerpt.
On behalf of the members of Absaroka Search Dogs, I would like to express our appreciation for the generous donation that your association is making to our organization. Your donation will assist us in equipping our teams with important items for assuring the safety of our canine partners. The donation will be used to purchase canine flotation devices for each of the dogs. We will also be purchasing veterinary first aid supplies, including special dressings that stop active bleeding from wounds and booties designed to fit over bulky dressings. We will be purchasing fleece coats for the dogs, which we use in the extreme temperatures of our Montana winters. Again, thank you for your generous donation to Absaroka Search Dogs.
We'll next visit the Baoding Search and Rescue Dog Training Center, based in Baoding, a city located in China's Hebei province.
我们这儿现在就是说我们用我们是民间的嘛，民间自己就是所有狗的这些费用，我们自己来训练，自己来支出这些所有的费用。然后呢，我们其实也就是希望这个搜救犬呢，因为咱们国内搜救犬还比较少，我们希望就是说是能通过我们自己的一些努力啊，让大家都来做这个事情。然后我们的搜救犬呢，现在主要是对外是免费的，给一些需要帮助人提供支援。 比如说上次去北京那个老人走失嘛，在许昌城，然后我们就是自己去的，我们不收任何费用，因为主要是想通过我们这个行动，让社会来关注这个问题，让大家都来知道这种犬的作用吧，也希望大家能支持。搜救犬在这个搜救的过程中起的作用也非常大的，它可以就说缩短救援的时间。
What types of dogs are suitable to take on the work of search and rescue?
像我们刚牵出来的那个马犬，现在是国际上比较应用最多的，比德牧还要多的一种犬种。它工作状态中的兴奋度特别高，一般来说是从小开始训练的。它就是。 比较认主人，跟主人就是说他比较就是喜欢一个主人，像训导员可能要拉亲和，就是跟他搞亲和关系，就是让他对主人的依恋性要强一些。嗯，所以在训练各种狗，包括搜救犬啊、防暴犬这一类，我们一般都是要寻找真正首领性格的狗。所以说搜救犬是百里挑一，或者有的是几百条狗里边才能挑出一个性格真正适合去搜救的。
Let's join a training session with the 4-month-old Princess.
He can find you with your voice. Can you hear his voice or smell it? He now
is a slight sound. He can find the sound according to the sound.然后以后呢，等他再大一些，他就要根据气味，根据我就是走的那个走路之后留下的气味去寻找。
哦，好，
好，公主。
我现在进行一个模拟搜索训练，一会儿我会把这个瓶子藏起来，那么狗会顺着我的气味找到瓶子，是为了搜索失踪人员。
追踪就是根据人走过之后留下的那个足迹的气味找到的。
During real life rescue missions, brave, responsible search and rescue dogs risk their lives plunging through ruins and debris to look for survivors.
这个是我们那个 Peter， 就是我们那个搜救犬 Peter， 上次去水长城搜救的时候嘛，就是在搜救的过程当中被那个吉利扎了一下脚，吉利就是那种带刺儿的扎到狗脚上面。然后这种情况呢，在实际上在地震救援当中发生的会更多一些，因为地震救援嘛，它肯定有一些废墟，比如说尖利的钢筋啊，或者是一些玻璃啊，这种情况下如果狗就是说特别容易受伤。所以我们上次给皮特买鞋，就是说以后在这种情况我们就可以给皮特穿上鞋，这样的话就可以有效的防止他这个脚的被刺伤、被扎伤，这样的话他在搜救过程当中就会更安全一些。所以这个狗我觉得穿鞋应该从小让他，就是说让他适应，让他慢慢习惯，这样的话对狗以后参加各种活动吧都会比较有帮助。
To prevent injuries to the eager canines during their benevolent work, Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed $1,000 to the center to purchase safety equipment for them. The center bought dog booties with the funds. As a token of thanks to the center for its honorable work of serving humanity in times of need, Supreme Master Ching Hai also provided the members with some gifts, including her number one international bestsellers,The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
我们呢也会在以后的狗执行任务的过程当中给它穿上鞋，以便更好的保护狗的安全，这样的话它的搜救任务可能会完成的更顺利。我们也会尽我们的努力来提倡这个给狗穿上鞋的这个活动。我们也会告诉我们的同行，在狗的搜救活动当中给他们穿上鞋子，让更多的人引起更多人的关注。 两本书呢，我们会仔细的拜读一下。谢谢青海无上师和他代表的组织，
谢谢你们。
Absaroka Search Dogs and Bao Ting Search and Rescue Dog Training Center. May heaven always bless and protect all your members, and we thank you for compassionately dedicating your time and energy to safeguarding the lives of others. We wish you great success in your future noble endeavors. For more details on Absaroka Search Dogs, please visit www.absarokasearchdogs.org. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. May humans and animals forever live in harmony and always help one another.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.